border security is causing problems for the people of Whatcom County in Washington State. Roughly 5 million people enter the U.S. there each year. Those who come into the country illegally are taken into custody by federal agents, but it's the county that must pay the costs of jailing and prosecuting them. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
The long line of cars, trucks, and buses slowly winds toward the Pacific Highway border crossing. Cars are directed to federal agents just ahead at the main checkpoints. Trucks and buses are sent around back. While passengers gather their passports and luggage and make their way inside, National Guard troops inspect cargo compartments to make sure everyone and everything will be screened. Agents are searching for terrorists and fugitives, forged documents and drugs. BC Bud is considered some of the world's best marijuana. Bill Kibbe is the supervisory immigration inspector at Pack Highway.
We're just obviously in a different mindset. You know, we're looking at things a lot closer for obvious reasons, you know, and we want to make sure that we're covering everything we can in this particular area.
The Whatcom County border has some of the highest traffic along the nation's northern frontier, and precisely who and what is intercepted here has a direct impact on what goes on 25 miles to the south in the county jail. Sheriff Dale Brandlin says the facility is woefully overcrowded.
They started out the day at 232 people in here.
And how many are supposed to be here?
148 is what this building was designed for. It's the main floor.
Some of those inside were arrested by federal agents for federal crimes, often drug smuggling. But federal authorities consider many drug busts too small to prosecute. So the legal cases fall to county prosecutor Dave McEachran. He estimates that the county spends about $2 million a year on border-related crime.
You know, we have all this talk about Homeland Security, and to us, it's interesting. It's interesting talk, but there's nothing that relates to what we're doing, and we are right here on the line. And we feel that our federal partners, you know, they claim they're behind us, and right now they're so far behind us we can't see them. Mm-hmm. We need them here. We need them sharing in our system. We need them paying money to run, help run our system. There's no reason that Whatcom County should be bearing the brunt of all of this.
The county pays for the prosecutor, the courts, the public defense, and the jail space. Sheriff Brandlin says that in many cases, if the county didn't prosecute, no one would, and the offenders would get off scot-free.
And the thought of just having people not held accountable for their behavior is just unacceptable.
As part of the war on terrorism, the U.S. is adding dozens of new Border Patrol agents in Whatcom County. And officials here worry that those new agents will mean even more arrests and more cases that the county will have to pay for. This county is by no means alone in wanting the federal government to help pay for border-related cases. 2 years ago in El Paso, the local prosecutor stopped taking cases. The federal government got the message. Substantial monies began to flow to the county and prosecutions resumed. Other counties on the southern border are also being reimbursed. Back on the northern border, Whatcom County officials are openly pleading their case for reimbursement.
I think their desire for more money is legitimate.
But Jeff Sullivan, head of the criminal division for the U.S. Attorney for Western Washington, says getting the money won't be easy.
The prospect of the federal government just giving them money to handle these cases, I think, is remote right at the present time, although I think this office is willing to assist them in getting their story out to anybody who needs to hear it.
Whatcom County's congressman is trying to get his constituents additional funds. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors say they are considering drastically increasing the number of drug cases they prosecute, a move that would save Whatcom County a lot of money. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News in Whatcom County.